Here's Corin Stembridge.
It all started with an email message announcing the birth of the website for the mega baby chain Babies R Us. How they got our email address, I don't know, but as my husband and I are happily awaiting the birth of our first child, I would bet that one of our helpful relatives led the wolf to our door. Now, don't get me wrong. As a devoted internetarian, I've been all over the web looking for answers to various baby-induced questions. I've been in chat rooms for moms-to-be, I've been to the Mayo Clinic for information about my strange tweaks and twinges, and I've probably checked out every baby name site on the web. At the Baby Zone, for instance, there is a baby name creator. Yes, it actually makes up names, and came up with some of the following recommendations for my son. Omig, Sterig, Librara, and N, spelled big N, little N, little N. I personally haven't found the internet to be a very helpful form of parenthood boot camp, but this Babies R Us thing had possibilities, because after all, this is about shopping. The site became the starting place for a comprehensive internet search for all the products I would need in order to outfit myself, my home, and, oh yeah, the new baby. In this search, I am aware that I am vulnerable. Every site I visit has a different list of must-have products. They call it layette, which sounds like a suspiciously faux concept designed to make you spend money on stuff you really don't need. But when I looked up the term, I found out that it's basically the French word for baby paraphernalia. The more baby and maternity stores I visited online, the more my sense of proportion was tested. Was I a bad mother if my child didn't have a DKNY baby cashmere blanket for $250? Was I a selfish mother if I instead spent that same $250 on a cashmere maternity cardigan from Pee in the Pod? At least I'm reasonably sure at this point in my pregnancy that I won't throw up on my cashmere item. My husband and I had a howl of a good time cruising the high-end baby sites. I kind of really liked the $250 gingham diaper bag by Kate Spade. Way cool. My husband found a $225 crystal alphabet block by Steuben, and we agreed that the $240 madras plaid Moses basket by Wendy Bellissimo was more attractive than the bureau drawer we were planning to use as a bassinet. But it was the $3,500 circular crib with white organza canopy that stopped us cold. My husband turned to me and he said, "The little girl who sleeps in that bed might get a panoramic view, but is she ever going to have any perspective?" We had to ask ourselves, what do babies really need? Love, attention, and great books. So we logged on to Amazon.com and bought our son his very first copy of Goodnight Moon.